Radio free readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
This is the John Jacob Schmidt Show. I'm your host, John Jacob Schmidt, and you are now listening to the voice of the American Redoubt. Thanks for joining us tonight on Radio Free Redoubt, where we strive to encourage, inform, and connect like-minded patriots, preppers, and redoubters who are positioning themselves for the coming storm in America. It's so good to have you with us. Lots of listeners tonight as the momentum builds. It's great to have you with us, Oath Keepers. We have the highest respect for those of you serving our nation in uniform, both blue and green. We love our law enforcement officers and our military who took the oath to defend our Constitution seriously. Great to hear from you guys that are deployed right now, a couple from Afghanistan and elsewhere, Japan. And so great to hear from you guys. Great to have you with us. Thank you so much for what you do. A ton of stuff to cover tonight. We're going to jump right into it. There's a ton of news and commentary on current events, listener letters covering issues and questions and testimonies that are representative of so many of you out there. We just like to address some of those issues that come from those letters. And I'd like to share a couple comments from some of our previous articles and pages from the website, because some of those can get buried, missed, and I think they're constructive and need to get passed along as well. Some great points that were made by listeners, commenters on a couple of those we'll get to. And I'll be touching briefly on an interview that James Rawls from SurvivalBlog.com had with Alex Jones last week on the 16th of June. And, of course, lots more. First, though, hey, I want to welcome the newest members of the American Redoubt Network from Michigan, Texas, Southern California, Northern California, in the region known as the State of Jefferson, which is another emerging redoubt. Also, new members from Missouri, Ohio, and Georgia. A few of those still have to be processed. So, guys, we've not forgotten about you. We are just slammed right now. So, please be patient. We thank you for your patience. And we'll get those processed here really soon. And you'll be hearing from us. And you'll be receiving a letter in the subject line says, "Welcome to the ARN." Now, so you notice something about all the new member states that I just mentioned? All of them are OARs, outside the American Redoubt. Interesting, isn't it? That's because probably about, I'd say, 70% of our listenership are OARs. They're outside the American Redoubt in occupied territory. They're listening, and it's an encouragement to them. Many of you have stated that you're trying desperately to try to make your way to the American Redoubt. Others are living in areas that you are firmly convinced that will become conservative pockets, future redoubts in different parts of the country in the times that are coming. And so anyway, it's just great to have you all out there. And let's see here. I want to also remind you, I mentioned this a couple weeks ago, but we're going to have to start, as we get closer, we're going to have to start reiterating this. We will not be broadcasting on July 9th. There will be no broadcast. And so put that on your calendar, make a note of that. And everything's great. Everything's fine. But I need a break. I need to spend some time with my family. And so we're not going to be broadcasting on July 9th, that week of the 4th of July, the following weekend. Okay, in the news and current events, things that could affect you no matter where you live. And we start off this taking us to the other side of the world. In case you haven't heard, the Muslim Brotherhood candidate wins Egyptian presidential election. So the Muslim Brotherhood wiggled their way in. Islamist Mohamed Morsi was declared the winner Sunday in Egypt's first free presidential election in history, closing the tumultuous first phase of a democratic transition and opening a new struggle with the still dominant military rulers who recently stripped the presidency of most of his powers. Now, between this development and what's going on in Syria, things could get real heated in the Middle East. The Muslim Brotherhood made it very clear about how they feel about Israel and gave us a little bit of insight as to what some of their intentions might be there. So, with how it could affect Israel, that could affect us, could affect the United States, our foreign policy. So this is going to be interesting, something to keep an eye on. Also in the news with the Eric Holder incident over the Fast and Furious, a House panel voted Wednesday in favor of holding Attorney General Eric Holder in contempt of Congress, a move that inflamed partisan rancor on Capitol Hill and sets up the possibility of legal action against the Attorney General himself. Holder has not yet been formally held in contempt of Congress. The full House would still need to approve the resolution in order for that to happen. And a couple representatives, Representative Daryl Issa, Republican from California, afterward told Fox News that such a floor vote can still be avoided. And he says, we and the American people need answers sooner, not later. And of course, Obama is trying to block that through executive privilege, which doesn't even apply in this case. Let's see here. Later on in this story, Representative Carolyn Maloney, Democrat from New York, called the contempt vote a witch hunt. She also later argued for stricter gun laws. Stricter gun laws? Are you serious? There are already gun laws against selling firearms to cartels across the border. And who broke those laws? The BATF. Newly released footage proves TSA body scanners are useless. Newly released video shows engineer John Corbett passing through a TSA body scanner with a metal object sewn inside his clothing, illustrating how the federal agency's $1 billion fleet of scanning machines are completely useless. That's not a big surprise. Obama moves to conceal drone death figures. The Obama administration has moved to block the release of information relating to its overseas drone assassination program and will not even acknowledge that it exists despite countless public references to the program and the proven existence of an official kill list. In a motion filed just before midnight last night, this was from 3 days ago, the federal government asked for FOIA request, that's Freedom of Information Act, request regarding drone killings by the ACLU and the New York Times to be dismissed. The administration's court filing suggested that the public disclosure of such material could potentially harm national security. Well, you know, in this case, while we are hunting down Al-Qaeda and Taliban and hostile forces around the world, I do think that there's some things that should be held in secret. I think we give out too many secrets that compromise on that, or the security of the troops that are on the ground, the people that are out there, and how we conduct business. So anyway, that's how I feel about that. Is that really just a fly? Swarms of cyborg insect drones are the future of military surveillance. Now, this is where I start to have a little issue. The kinds of drones making the headlines daily are the heavily armed CIA and U.S. Army vehicles, which routinely strike targets in Pakistan, killing terrorists and innocents alike. But the real high-tech story of surveillance drones is going to be on a much smaller level, as tiny, remote-controlled vehicles based on insects are already likely being deployed. And, of course, that comes from the Daily Mail and InfoWars, both covering that. Kind of an interesting one. Washington Post also has an article here. FBI gets a broader role in coordinating domestic intelligence activities. The Bureau's highest ranking field agents now also serve as the DNI's representatives across the country. The change is intended to improve collaboration, but some officials say it has created new friction between the CIA and the FBI. And there's always been friction between them and the intelligence agencies, and everybody wants to be the big boy on the block, and they don't like to share information with each other, which is could be advantageous in certain situations. Flynn said, this is a connecting bridge between intelligence and law enforcement. He added that DNI designations does not give regional FBI officials power over the agency's operations or personnel. So they're gonna fight over this. They're gonna have territorial disputes, and but it's not real comforting to see that they keep continuing to get a broader role in domestic intelligence activities, intelligence activities that are increasingly being turned toward law-abiding U.S. citizens. Here's a threat that we've been following for a while, and I'm going to do a show on this. Leon Panetta, warns of Cyber Pearl Harbor. The capabilities to paralyze this country is there now. The Defense Secretary, Leon Panetta, warned a Senate panel today, this was actually from 2 days ago, that America faces the potential for another Pearl Harbor launched by enemies who have the capability to wield a cyber attack that would paralyze this country. Well, that would actually probably make the Pearl Harbor incident look like a walk in the park, because paralyzing this country through a cyber attack could have very similar effects to an EMP type of attack. Combine that with the effects it would have on the economy and things spiral downhill. That could be really bad, and it is a very real threat. Speaking of very real threats and EMP, I had a guy sent me a link to a National Geographic video. It's a documentary called Electronic Armageddon, and it's a on Amazon, it's $1.99 to download it. It's 50 minutes long. It's a really well done documentary that goes into EMP in layman's terms, but with a lot of scientific data and everything just explained very well. And so I wanted to pass that along to you guys. If you wanted to take a look at that, you just go to Amazon.com and buy it, download it. You have to watch it on their player. Just like if you're watching something on Netflix, you have to be connected to the internet. But when you purchase it, you can watch it as many times as you want, show your friends and family, and maybe some people who have heard of EMP, but they're not real familiar with it. This would be a really good way to introduce them to it, and then hand them a copy of 1 Second After. So that will get them right about the right frame of mind where you can start discussing realistic, preparation plannings with them. Preparation planning. You know what I mean. Oh, let's see here. There's an article that came out that said gun ownership up and crime down. Gun control advocates are noticeably silent when crime rates decline. Their multi-million dollar gun lobbying efforts are designed to manufacture mass anxiety that every gun owner is a potential killer. Well, the statistics show otherwise. Last week, the FBI announced that violent crime decreased 4% in 2011. And of course, 2011 was one of our record sales years for firearms in this country. The number of murders, rapes, robberies, and aggravated assaults all went down, continuing a pattern, indicating that this is not just a one-year anomaly, but a steady decline. Now, on that note, a little testimony here. If you didn't hear, yesterday, Saturday, a 14-year-old boy shoots armed intruder while babysitting his younger siblings in Phoenix. I want to read this story to you. This is a really good reason to teach your children how to use firearms if they have to. A 14-year-old boy shot and nearly killed an intruder who broke into his Phoenix home and pulled a gun on him while he was watching his three younger siblings, police said. The teen and his siblings, they're 8 years old, 10, and 12. They were home alone when a woman rang the doorbell on Friday. A common enough occurrence, the boy still chose not to open the door because he didn't recognize the woman. Good man. Quickly escalating into a far more dangerous situation, the 14-year-old rushed his siblings upstairs after he heard a loud bang on the door, grabbing his father's handgun on the way. When he got to the top of the stairs, he saw an armed man break through the front door and point a gun at him. Acting swiftly, he reportedly shot the 37-year-old man, who was taken to the hospital in extremely critical condition to undergo surgery. However, he's expected to survive and will be booked into jail within the week on counts of aggravated assault and burglary, police officer James Holmes said. The suspect did not get a shot off. And the police also said later in a statement, you can read the whole full story, it's in the highlights and resources posting for today's show. The police, and indeed our community, does not ever want to see a situation where a teenager of that age has to take a weapon to protect his family. But this young man did exactly what he should have done, the police officer said. I'm not sure he gave full thought about what he had to do. He just acted. So good job. And the police gave him a kudos, pat on the back, told him he did the right thing, which is exactly what that kid needs to hear right now, because the family's really upset. Anyway, it's a testimony to private gun ownership. It saved lives. What were those people's intent that were getting ready to break in? All of you guys need to be teaching your children how to be responsible with firearms, how to handle them if they must, to never touch them when you're not around, and explain to them the exceptions to that rule, like when some strangers are breaking into your home and they're there by themselves. Anyway, great testimony. Last week, we covered a story talking about Ohio trying to ban, make it a felony, to have a secret hidden compartment in your car. Well, Pennsylvania is decided that's a great idea too. So their bill would make it a crime to have a false or secret compartment in a vehicle with the intent to use the compartment criminally. A false or secret compartment is defined as an enclosure integrated into a vehicle that represents a modification of the vehicle as originally built by the manufacturer. So once again, first Ohio, now Pennsylvania. We'll see how far this trend goes. This should not ever be allowed in any of the states in the American Redoubt, or actually anywhere in America. If you see this going on, you write your senators, you write your congressmen, your state representatives, and bombard them with this. This is obviously a violation of your privacy. You should be able to do anything you want with your property, as long as it doesn't harm others. California City changes zoning code to allow home Bible study after the couple was fined. Remember last summer, several of these stories have come out where people that are having Bible studies are getting nailed by code enforcement officers because they don't have the proper permits for public gatherings and this. San Juan Capistrano, California city officials have voted to change their zoning code after a couple was fined $300 for holding home Bible study sessions. Chuck and Stephanie Fromm were cited last year after authorities said they were in violation of municipal code, which bars religious, fraternal, or nonprofit gatherings of more than three people in residential neighborhoods without a costly permit. Stephanie held a weekly Bible study that drew about 20 people, while Chuck held a Sunday service that attracted about 50. And the Southern California City ultimately refunded the Fromms their fine after the story sparked a massive outcry, thanks to you guys. And on Tuesday, the city council voted to change its code so that such home-based religious gatherings will not require permits. Good. That's the way it should be. The American Redoubt is in the national news when a man was sickened by what they believe is the plague. A man hospitalized in Bend, Oregon, is likely suffering. That's right on the edge of the American Redoubt, by the way, the western edge. Likely suffering from the plague, marking the fifth case in Oregon since 1995. The unidentified man, who's in his 50s, fell ill several days after being bitten while trying to get a mouse away from a stray cat. And I don't know who bit him, the mouse or the cat. But the man's now being treated at St. Charles Medical Center, where he is listed in critical condition. That can be a really, really deadly disease, the plague. And, of course, that is also outlined as one of the diseases in Enola Gay's Family, the Prepared Family Guide to Uncommon Diseases, which, congratulations, Enola Gay, is now available at Amazon.com. And we did a posting on there earlier in the week, so you can go right to Amazon.com, check that out, read the reviews. And, of course, we did a review last summer as well with Anya, and she talked about Enola Gay's book. But anyway, this would be a good reason maybe to get that. Oh, let's see here. What's wrong with our country category? Continued. A woman sues the city of Tulsa for cutting down her edible garden. I've seen a lot of these cases. A Tulsa woman is suing the city code enforcement officers after she said they cut down her garden with no cause. And she has more than 100 plant varieties in her front and backyards, and all of them are edible and have a purpose. So it doesn't meet code. They went and they cut them down. And they're medicinal plants and edible plants. And there's very similar cases like this going on all across the country. In New Hampshire, British Columbia, just to the north of us. And where's this other one at? I think this one was in Michigan as well. So this is happening all over the place. And we need to be pushing back against this stuff. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's private. It's a violation of private property. You guys remember the story that we covered last week when the children at a elementary school were denied their choice to sing God Bless the USA? We already talked about that last week. There's a kindergarten graduation program. Now the same school children who were forbidden from singing the song at their PS90 school in Brooklyn were heckled by adults when they performed the song at a protest event in a nearby park. Parents, outraged by Principal Greta Hawkins' decision to ban the song, organized the protest and invited Representative Bob Turner, a Republican from New York, to attend. But the event, which was assembled to allow the children and families to make their opposition to Hawkins' stance known, went terribly wrong when some adults chose to shout over the children in protest. And several of them were screaming as the kids were trying to sing Lee Greenwood's God Bless the USA. Adults were screaming, burn in hell. And you guys are wrong. This whole thing is wrong. This is sad. You're all going to burn in hell. Shame on you. To the children that are singing God Bless the USA. And in response, in an attempt to drown the protesters out, the children began chanting USA, USA, USA over the top of these adults, so-called adults, that were protesting these children singing God Bless the USA after they were refused to be allowed to sing it, or they disallowed them from singing it at their kindergarten graduation. It's the direction that our country's going. Here's another example of the direction that we're heading. Now, these kids did not have any intentions of singing God Bless the USA. They were on a school bus. It's a very disturbing video. I could only watch about a couple minutes of it, and I had to shut it off. It bothered me so badly. This elderly woman, 68-year-old woman, is supposed to be a bus monitor, sitting on the bus, and the kids are shouting obscenities at her. And mocking her using extremely foul language. It's not edited. It's on the video. Although the school's pressing, the school of the district that these buses serve, they're pressing YouTube to try to pull the videos down. And what's sad about it is that this is not an isolated incident. The gross disrespect toward elders, toward adults, toward authority figures, this is being demonstrated every single day. Our teachers, school bus drivers, monitors are having to endure this. It's the direction that our country's headed. And it's sad. If you're able to, if you're naive as far as what's going on in our public schools and the type of generation that's coming up, watch this video as much of it as you can. There's some bad language in it. I don't recommend it for everyone, and definitely not with other children around, with any of your children around. But it's pretty good insight as to what the people in our public schools are having to endure with this MTV me generation. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and take a break. And then when we come back, we are going to talk about listener letters. We're going to go over some of the listener letters people have sent in and tackle some of the issues, questions, and things like that that have come up. So stick around. You're listening to Radio Free Redoubt, the voice of the American Redoubt. I'm John Jacob Schmidt. We'll be right back.
Have you been searching for a time-proven way to protect your valuables and your loved ones? Rainy Day Root Cellars has the solution. Whether you need safe shelter from a storm, secure protection for your belongings, or a perfect place for your food storage, Rainy Day Root Cellars provides you and your family with the ultimate in discreet and secure protection. Visit them today at www.rainydayrootcellars.com. Rainy Day Root Cellars, security you can count on.
This is Chris Walsh of Revolutionary Realty in North Idaho. We've developed springs, installed solar and wind power, installed root cellars, solar hot water heaters, all documented on our website, free for public use. Our articles are fully documented, full-page photos and drawings detailing each endeavor. Take a look at our off-grid information on our website, www.revrealty.us. Again, that's www.revrealty.us. When you're looking for property in North Idaho, call a Revolutionary, 208-667-1776.
We are eternally grateful to all our heroes, past and present, who have sworn to protect and defend our nation and our Constitution. Thank you for keeping your word. Thank you, Oath Keepers.
Hi, this is Evelyn with a communication tip in a minute from Radio Free Redoubt. In a teotwaki or major national emergency, if you have to travel to get to your retreat or to the American Redoubt, you should be planning and mapping your routes now. That means a primary, secondary, alternate, and an all else fails movement plan. That plan should include a printed list of redoubters in the American Redoubt network along your route to include call signs, locations, and the communications equipment and frequencies they have listed in the ARN member directory. And make sure your equipment matches theirs. Being able to connect with other known redoubters for assistance can save lives. This has been a public service announcement to support the CH3 Project and AMRON, the American Redoubt Radio Operators Network.
Are you a licensed ham operator? If so, the American Redoubt Movement needs your help. To support the mission of keeping the American Redoubt connected in a teotwaki situation, Radio Free Redoubt is working on a project to build a network of patriotic, amateur radio operators who consider themselves redoubters. Your skills will be critical in rebuilding and advancing the American Redoubt Movement after teotwaki. Please email us at radiofreeredoubt@gmail.com to find out how you can partner with Radio Free Redoubt in this critical and time-sensitive project. Your input and ideas are greatly appreciated. Thank you, ham operators, for what you do. You're listening to John Jacob Schmidt on Radio Free Redoubt.
And it goes a little something like this. Stick, 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 stick.
Thanks for joining us and sticking around. If you're just joining us late, we are just about ready to get into listener letters here in segment two. And so I just want to share some of the things that people have passed along. Some of these are special letters from listeners that stand out. And some of them are letters that we are getting several of repeatedly. So there are more than one of you who are trying to address one issue or the other. So we're going to get right into that. One example of that, I just got a letter from a listener who just, you know how when you read a letter, the person that wrote it, you just sense their anger? But he writes, "Readers cannot read yellow letters or words in your articles!" Exclamation point. That was all it said. Short, sweet, and to the point. I like it. But I understand that. Remember, for some of you that are joining us kind of later on, you haven't been following us in the last year, we got a new website just a few months ago. We've got a lot of pages and postings that we have migrated over there. Now, that Blogspot site, some of you are listening over there on radiofreeredoubt.blogspot.com. because we have the Stream Monster player filtering through that. Among many other places where folks have embedded the Stream Monster player into their websites, social networking sites, and so on. But if you're at the new website, you'll notice that several of these posts, anything before about March of this year, that Blogspot site had a black background. So we highlighted some of our hyperlinks in yellow so that they would stand out. When we migrated that over, it kept the same background color. And so now we have a white background, actually, with yellow lettering, and it is extremely difficult to read. And so I just want to let you know we're aware of that. We know and we know why, but we're trying to fix that, and it's slow. It's kind of a daunting task to go back through that, plus produce a show, plus respond to listener, all the emails that we get coming in. So as we're able to, we'll just jump over there and fix a couple postings and then back to checking emails and responding to new members that are signing up and just taking care of the daily tasks. So it's taken a while. So be patient with us. We know it's there. We know it looks crummy, and it just the format stayed the same when we transferred it over. Okay, enough on that. Let's see here. I got a letter from a lady in California. Dora in California said, "I want to buy a shortwave radio, an all band receiver. I heard you at Alex Jones on the YouTube, the impending economic collapse with survivalist James Wesley Rawls, that you mentioned that you sell all band receiver radios or a Kato band receiver. Either one will do." Okay, now she obviously mistook me for James Rawls. Apparently she's writing this letter to me thinking that I think she thought she was emailing James Rawls somehow, some way. We do not sell all band receivers, and these, you know, shortwave radios, personally. I don't believe that James Rawls does over at survivalblog.com either. But since it came up in, I know the portion of that interview that you're talking about, and he's strongly recommending people to be able to stay connected and stay informed by being able to listen to ham radio traffic. In order to do that, you need to have a shortwave radio receiver. But to listen to ham radio, you must have the one that has single sideband capabilities. And then, of course, you can also switch that to regular shortwave AM listening so that you can listen to all the commercial shortwave radio stations that broadcast from around the world. But then you need the single sideband to be able to listen to Amron operators and other ham operators that are spreading information. In case of a collapse, the ham operators are going to be operational and on the air, and that's how a lot of information is going to be flowing, at least any information that's not being filtered through government agencies. So, yes, you need to get that. We do not sell them. However, off to the right, radiofreereadout.com, we have an Amazon banner there, a scrolling banner, like a slideshow of recommended gear and equipment and books that we either use or recommend based on research. And I believe all of the radios that we have over there include single sideband. You can just click on the link there to take you to the Amazon.com page for that product. Look at the reviews on each of these, though. See how they're rated by listeners. And definitely get the one that's got single sideband. And so even though we don't sell those, we do provide a link that can take you to Amazon.com, which is just about one of the cheapest places that you can buy these products. And then, of course, also you can go to, you can compare prices like over on eBay, for example, if you can find the best deal that you can. But I like Amazon because of the reviews that it provides that are available from users of those products that have posted reviews. Okay, another one. This one is from Mike. "My wife and I have been praying for God to open the door for us to be able to relocate to the Redoubt from the East for almost a year now. And they just had a job offer that fell through. They visited several regions of Idaho last year for exploration purposes and really liked the Coeur d'Alene, Kootenai County area. We didn't make any further north of there. I understand the Californication and population concerns for that area in regards to prepping, but my wife doesn't completely, she's not completely keen on the idea of being remote. So Coeur d'Alene's kind of the happy medium. That's a popular area. And this is, I get a lot of letters from people that are saying, we're praying that the Lord will open up an opportunity for us to be able to move to the American Redoubt. The Kootenai County area, the Coeur d'Alene area, is one of probably the more popular areas. There is some Californication in the area. The typical suburbia, subdivisions, and things like that. However, you are seeing that all across the American Redoubt. Anywhere from, unless you get into the small towns, you're going to see that in Missoula, places, Kalispell, Coeur d'Alene, outside of Spokane. Did I mention Moscow? There's a number of places that do have that, but you'll also find that, despite that, the population is generally extremely conservative. And so some of you work in medical fields. You need to be close to a hospital, a larger hospital that pays decent. You can still commute and still live remotely and still within commuting distance from some of the larger towns and your higher paying jobs, depending on what you're looking for. And depending on where you're coming from. And people ask me often, we want to move to the American Redoubt. You know, where should we move? I can't answer that for you. It just depends on what your needs are, what your desires are, what fits your lifestyle. They continue on. I have been following Survival Blog since 2010, but only recently got turned on to Radio Free Redoubt from a friend at work. Hear that a lot, too. I've listened to quite a few episodes over the last couple weeks. I love your broadcast. It's really encouraging. Thank you for what you're doing. And having listened to your broadcast, this is the part that I want to share with you. This is the really important part. Having listened to your broadcast, though, I heard about the Agenda 21 creeping into Kootenai County. This has caused me to reconsider relocating to that county. It's frustrating because I've spent so much time researching Kootenai County over the last year. I feel like I have to start over. Perhaps I need to share these sentiments with the county commissioners so they can think about all the future residents and tax base that are reconsidering their move. Are Bonner or Benoit counties targeted for Agenda 21? Question mark. Okay, response. Yes, Agenda 21 is trying to take a hold here in Kootenai County. But guess what? It's happening all over the country. This is an agenda from the globalist to spread their tentacles, to spread their globalist agenda. When it wouldn't work from the top down and they got so much pushback, now they're going to the lowest level and trying to work up. So they're infiltrating local communities, small communities. The smallest of towns are being introduced to Agenda 21, smart growth, sustainable development, open land, open space, and all these other buzzwords that they use. If you rule out Kootenai County or Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, because you want to avoid Agenda 21, it doesn't matter where you go. They are trying this everywhere. That means that's why the people that are living in, no matter what community you're living in, you got to fight this. This is nationwide. This isn't all across the East Coast, up and down the East Coast and California and then Coeur d'Alene. It's all over the place. It's in Moscow. It's outside of Boise. It's outside. They're pushing this in Sheridan. They're pushing this in Kalispell, in Sandpoint. That's why we've got to push back. Should you share your sentiments with the county commissioners? Absolutely. Whether you live in the county or whether you're considering moving to the county commissioners need to hear this. They need to hear pushback. Absolutely. Because when they get enough pressure, that's the only thing that's going to change their minds. And there are people in every community that are pushing back against it. We interviewed a gal, Leia, six shows ago, talking about how the folks over there in Kootenai County are pushing back against the Agenda 21 agenda. And they are organized. And I can put you in touch with her. If you live in a different community and you want to fight against Agenda 21, if you're living in Missoula or Kalispell or Moscow, Sandpoint, Spokane, Sheridan, wherever you are in the American Redoubt, Bozeman, let me know, and I'll put you in touch with the people that can put you in touch with your local activists that are fighting against Agenda 21. And whether you see it or not, it is there. So I hope that clears that up for you. Let's see. Another alarming bit of news from Radio Free Readout that has me concerned. Great. We're the bearer of bad news. Is Project 60. I heard you talk about it in a couple broadcasts in mid-2011. What he's talking about is from the episode, The Chinese China's Trojan Horse. I think that was episode 6 or 5. But anyway, we talked about the Chinese influence, Chinese government-owned companies, and their plan for building towns, whole towns that are designed to, they're designed for Chinese workers. They're trying to do something like this south of Boise. Now, we're trying to follow up. And of course, he said, I did a web search to try to find updates on it, but all the news articles are from June 2011, which is about the time we ran China's Trojan Horse. He asked if we have any updates. No, we don't, but we're working on it right now. We have a researcher that is rolling up his sleeves and diving into that one to get updates to find out what the progress of that Project 60 is. And to the best of my knowledge, it's not gained any traction. It hasn't really gone anywhere. So we are working on that. And as soon as we get updates, we will let you know, either written up in the form of an article, and or I'll be covering it. If we get the research back and the results back in time by next week, then we'll be covering it next week as well. He says, please let me know what's going on with that, since us OAR listeners can't seem to get the scoop. Well, a lot of people aren't. And I think because of the pushback that they've gotten, because people are saying, no way, no how, we do not want that in our state, in the American Redoubt. We don't want that in our neighboring state. So I think they're playing all their cards close to their chest. So we're going to dig into that. We're going to find out more. Okay, what we're going to do is, let's see here. Let's go ahead and take a break. And I'm going to come back and finish up some of these listener letters and listener comments right after we come back, because there's a lot of good stuff that we want to cover. We want to dig down deep into a lot of letters that we've gotten multiple letters on a single topic. And then, of course, we've got some unique letters from some of you. And so we want to dive into these. So stay right there. This is John Jacob Schmidt on Radio Free Readout.
The budget should be balanced. The treasury should be refilled. Public debt should be reduced. The arrogance of officialdom should be tempered and controlled. And the assistance to foreign lands should be curtailed, lest the nation become bankrupt. People must again learn to work instead of living on public assistance. What a new and revolutionary idea. Can you guess who proposed this change in policy? If you were thinking Ronald Reagan, guess again. Abraham Lincoln? Keep going. Thomas Paine? Nope. Go back about 18 centuries. It was author and philosopher Marcus Tullius Cicero, referring to Rome about 50 years or so before Christ was born. Yeah, I know. That's how I felt. Will we ever learn? I'm Violet Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
The lifeblood of a community, a state, and a nation is its economy. All across America, the effects of a crippled global economy are being felt. But in any economic downturn, there are always isolated pockets where communities and regions thrive or fare better than others. Take that into consideration when you make financial choices, both big and small. Support locally owned businesses and industries whenever you can, especially those which are patriot or Christian owned. A stronger local economy means a stronger American Redoubt.
And we are back, talking about listener letters, reading some of the letters we've gotten some from several of you over the last few weeks, trying to compile those and doing some information sharing here, covering some issues that several of you have questions about. So we're trying to knock some of these items out. Back when we left off, we were talking about a listener's concern about the Agenda 21. Whether, you know, that's actually taking place over there in Kootenai County in the panhandle of North Idaho. And I'd mentioned that it is everywhere. So what I did is I dug up a video that we embedded a couple of weeks ago. I'm going to reinsert that into today's highlights and resources page. It's called, Agenda 21 conspiracy theory or threat, or how does it affect you? Okay, so I put that back in the highlights and resources posting, and I just wanted to let you know that the communities and states are resisting the Agenda 21. And a news article that I meant to cover a couple of weeks ago, but some other things came up. It was one of those shows. And well, that's where Alabama became the first state to put a ban, actually pass legislation banning Agenda 21. And so I want to encourage you to notify your elected officials. The only way you can fight this is on the local level. That's how they're infiltrating. Which is good, because the on the lowest community level, it's good and it's bad, because it's easier to identify and resist when it's coming from the top down, from the federal agenda, and everybody says, oh, we don't want Agenda 21 here. So they infiltrate into the communities, your local leaders, and change the wrapper, like putting lipstick on a pig and telling you that, you know, you got a beauty queen here that we're trying to sell you. And so you've got to fight this back on the local level. Your federal level representatives aren't going to be able to touch this. So attack it where it's coming in. And that's on the lowest level. Get a hold of your local officials. Learn how to recognize it. There's a ton of information over there on the John Birch Society website that really opens this stuff up. But encourage your local officials and your state representatives to look at and consider and adopt a similar piece of legislation in your state that Alabama did. They can copy and paste it, all right? Plagiarize it, whatever it takes to get that law put on your books, change the name from Alabama to your state, and push to get that legislation through. They got to know that it's not accepted here. Okay, another listener letter. This guy writes, I live in Rowan County, Kentucky. Is there any redoubters in this area? In eastern Kentucky. Thanks. Okay, yes, there are. What he's asking is, are there any redoubters that are part of the American Redoubt Network? And now, in eastern Kentucky, no, we don't have anybody on the roster from eastern Kentucky. However, probably one out of 30 listeners join up, I'm just guessing, a very small percentage actually join the American Redoubt Network because a number of different personal reasons. I think I mentioned this last week. So just because you don't see somebody from your state or your county or your city listed on the American Redoubt roster, there are a lot of redoubters out there. We've had 150 some odd thousand hits on the website, page views, numerous visitors. It's growing all the time. Yeah, absolutely. The chances are there are definitely redoubters. Even if you're an OAR, there are redoubters at heart in your area. Let's see here. Listener letter in Colorado. Hey, we've really pushed the ham radio, even if you're not going to get licensed, but just to listen to ham radio, because so many of our Amaron operators are ham radio operators. Not all of them are. Some are just relays. They're going to listen for ham radio and then relay that over the CH3 channels, the CB, MERS, FRS, to keep people informed and connected. That's that link. That's the Amaron programs designed to link ham operators with non-ham operators. But so many of you now are stepping up and you're realizing the benefit of getting your ham license, because that allows you to legally get out there and talk to other hams. Learn your equipment, become proficient in it, test it, find out what works, find out what doesn't. And you won't be able to do that after Teotihuacan. You're not going to be able to get this radio out and unpackage it because you never had your ham license. And so now you're going to set it all up and use it. Ain't going to happen. I'm telling you that right now. I'm from personal experience. All right. You are not going to become proficient in that. You're not going to talk to another person on that if you aren't practicing with it right now. And you'll understand why. You don't realize what you don't know. And so just trust me on that one. Anyway, this listener in Colorado posted several free practice test sites where you can go and practice, take your practice test exams to help you study and get ready for your license. And the technician license at the lowest level does not none of them now require Morse code. And the lowest level technician is very inexpensive, like $15, $20 to go and take your exam. And it is a very easy exam to take and to pass. Okay, now we got a couple other letters. These are both, we'll read them both. I'm a redoubter, but far away, the Southern Redoubt. That's all it said. It just had that in the subject line. And another one, at this point, I won't be joining the radio network. But he wrote in the subject line, I'm a redoubter. Okay, if you're going to send in an email that says, I'm a redoubter, you're telling us you want to join the American Redoubt Network. That's the magic word, I'm a redoubter, or the magic phrase, right? Now, included in that would be information that we can add to the roster. We know there's a lot of you out there that are redoubters. I mean, redoubters at heart. But when you want to join the American Redoubt Network and get hooked up, then you put in the subject line of your email, I'm a redoubter. And then you place in the pertinent information for your profile. That information remains confidential. There's nothing in there. It's safe, it's free, and it's secure. There's no personal information that is put out there at all. And you can learn how to do that if you just go up there and click on the tab that says join on radiofreeredout.com. And for those of you listening on CD, iPod, LPFM, radio, low power AM radio stations, we've got several of you people out there listening to Radio Free Redoubt right now on their AM dials and their FM dials, from people that are broadcasting on low power FM radio transmitters and low power AM transmitters. I'm saying all that to say, if you're not listening live and you're not sitting there on the website and you want to go to Radio Free Redoubt, just go to www.radiofreeredoubt.com, and that'll take you to the website. You click on the tab that says join, and that walks you through the process and takes you to the page where you can learn more about that, what information you need to send without compromising any personal information, and then we'll get you hooked up. Even if you're not going to be joining the radio network, you don't have to be an AMRON operator to join the American Redoubt Network. Many people that are part of ARN don't even have communications yet, or all they have is a shortwave radio. But they just want to let people know that they're out there. Maybe all they have is a FRS radio. And if things go down, they want to be able to contact other like-minded redoubters. So it lets other folks know that you're there. It lets them know you're there. So you have the best chances of connecting with a like-minded redoubter, patriot, prepper in a down situation. Anyway, that's what that's all about. Okay, here's another one. I just found your radio show this past week and have really enjoyed listening to several of your old broadcasts. You seem to be filling a niche that no one else is filling. So I hope you continue what you're doing, especially appreciate your unapologetic Christian worldview. Thank you. That's encouraging. I could not find a place on the website to join, but I'd be interested in joining the outside the American Redoubt Network, the OAR. I have a ham license, FRS, and a CB. He lists the handle that he wants to go by. He says he lives in Central Texas. He's in the military, and I won't talk about where or what. But okay, what that's one of the things that I did based on this listener's recommendation. We added a tab up there at the top of radiofreeredoubt.com that just says join, because before, to learn how to join, you had to dig through the tabs and then the drop down menu from that, and then it was down in about ARN and AMRON. So it was kind of difficult to find. So hopefully we made that easier for you. So thanks for the suggestions. Thanks for the words of encouragement. It's really good. That goes a long way. Appreciate that. That's encouraging. Oh, hey, I got a letter, an email. And what's unique about this? I got it from a ham operator who had just endured a severe lightning thunderstorm system that went through their area and knocked out power on the East Coast. So he got out his little self-contained system, battery-operated 12-volt system, fired up his radio, fired up his laptop, punched out an email, and sent it to me when everyone else was without power. And he writes, as a demonstration and actual usage, I have lost all internet right now due to a tremendous thunderstorm that came through here. with no internet available, what do? Simple. I call into a Winmore to internet node. And the internet node, I guess he hit, was located in Oklahoma, and sent an email to me. And as the old saying goes, when all else fails, ham radio. And of course, he also adds, by the way, there's no reason to wait for all else to fail, which is true. It's a really good point. Why wait for a down situation? Do this stuff now. Practice it. Amron operators are using Winmore. They're using radio-based email to send emails to each other. And so you can learn more about that. You do have to be a ham operator to be involved in that. Another one. Greetings, John Jacob. I was watching InfoWars Nightly News last Friday and saw the interview with James Wesley Rawls. One of the things James encouraged was to get a ham radio license. I went to the bookstore the following day and bought a ham radios for dummies. I have that. And I'm planning to join a local club and be involved. Good job. That was an effective interview. I went and listened to it. I also posted so you guys can all listen to the interview. And then he went on to explain some other things that he was looking at on Radio Free Readout. He looked at the American Readout Network link on the side of the blog. Basically, he read the James Rawls article, Move to the Mountain States, the American Readout. And he says, wow, this is how I've been thinking for the last 2.5 years. I'm so thankful I found you folks. And then he also mentions that he's a member of Oath Keepers and says, God bless you, sir. And that's also really encouraging. We hear this a lot. I stumbled across your site. A friend sent me your site. A friend handed me a CD of Radio Free Readout. And I've gone and listened to the past shows. I've checked out Survival Blog. I've checked out Radio Free Readout, which, by the way, they're not affiliated with one another. But James Rawls has been super supportive. It just bless his heart. What a great man. Incredible integrity. And so we're working together to get this word out, the American Readout Network. And we get letters like this when somebody goes, this is how I feel. This is what I've been thinking. Where have you been? Well, we've been right here, at least for the last year. People are waking up and they're spreading the word. We need you to spread the word about the American Readout movement, because it needs to be taken to the next level from this subtle, under the surface demographic shift that's been taking place all along. And we need to bring it to the forefront. We've got to get other redoubters and like-minded preppers, patriots, people who love Americanism to make the move. Because I've said it before, I really believe that we're running out of time. We don't have much time to get demographically situated. And I also think that, Lord willing, that's going to be instrumental in us being able to hang on to maintain our Judeo-Christian heritage in some type of semblance that resembles what America was intended to be. We'll see. Okay, we're going to take another short break, and then when we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about Rawls, the Rawls interview, and then I'm going to talk about some of the suggestions that some listeners have had, and then we're going to try to wrap this up. So anyway, yeah, let's take a break. We'll come right back. You're listening to the Radio Free Readout, the voice of the American Readout. All right, this is John Jacob Schmidt. We'll be right back.
If you are a God-fearing patriot and love liberty and the spirit of America, you may be feeling like a foreigner in your own country. If that sounds like you, then the American Readout might be the right move for you. The momentum is building, and many families are taking refuge among like-minded patriots all across the inland Pacific Northwest. If you are considering joining the hundreds of families that are moving to higher ground, then check out the resources located at www.radiofreereadout.blogspot.com and click on the tab labeled Relocate. We're adding more resources all the time. And by the way, if you are a real estate relocation specialist and would like to be added as a resource at Radio Free Readout, then contact us at radiofreereadout@gmail.com and type Relocation Specialist in the subject line. We'd especially like to hear from you if you specialize in relocating businesses into your community.
Have you been searching for a time-proven way to protect your valuables and your loved ones? Rainy Day Root Cellars has the solution. Whether you need safe shelter from a storm, secure protection for your belongings, or a perfect place for your food storage, Rainy Day Root Cellars provides you and your family with the ultimate in discreet and secure protection. Visit them today at www.rainydayrootcellars.com. www.rainydayrootsellers.com. Rainy Day Root Sellers, security you can count on.
If you serve your country either in law enforcement or in the military and you are a patriot, love liberty, and want to do your part in preserving what made America great and free, join Oath Keepers today.
Okay, we're back, and I want to spend just the last few minutes of this segment, and try to make it just a few minutes, talking a little bit about Rawls on the Alex Jones Show last week on the June 16th. And the reason why I wanted to direct you to it is because my wife was asking me, what's going on with Greece and this vote and the euro and the economy toppling and the euro coming undone and Europe on the edge of financial collapse, and that can bring us down, and explain it to me. Well, I've been following it all along and not real, just have my nose into it, you know, real too deep, but I'm kind of following it along. So I understand it, but I don't know how to put it into words. She's asking me, you know, explain to me what's going on with Greece. What does all that mean? And so I kind of got caught off guard. I was like, well, you know, Greece is, I couldn't articulate it. So anyway, James Rawls does a really good job on this interview, kind of laying it all out in really understandable terms. Enough the technical side of it for you to get the gist of what's going on, so you have a really good firm understanding of not just what's going on with the euro and with Greece and all of that, but how is it going to affect us, and then what can you do about it. And some of the highlights from that: Rawls predicts major trouble in the next 24 months. Now, he's got razor sharp analytical skills, and he knows how to, I mean, he's a former intelligence officer. He knows how to take all these little pieces of information and put it together and say, what does this mean, and make sense of it. And, I have a limited background, with intelligence, but I mean, that's what he specialized in. And so he's talking about major trouble in the next 24 months. When he's bold enough to step out and say that, that's worth paying attention to. And like he did say, they could still play their smoke and mirrors game and keep pushing this off for maybe another 24 months, maybe 36, 48 months. But of course, the longer they push it off, we've talked about this before, the consequences were going to be that much more devastating when it all does come down. Either one, when they decide it's all going to come down because it's orchestrated, or two, when they can't hold it up anymore and it comes down outside of their control, but they designed it to fall down. So either way, it's deliberate. And he predicts that whenever it does come, we're going to see a massive die-off, because we're dealing with a dumbed-down society, a sissified generation, and that they're not prepared for what's coming. Most of us are not prepared for it. And the emphasis here is really important to make. It's not anything that we precipitate. We're just going to be spectators. This isn't going to happen. This collapse, Teotihuacan, isn't going to happen because we keep saying it until it became true. We're looking at the indicators and the signs saying something's not right. Prepare yourselves. It's going to happen whether we say anything or not, or whether we prepare or not. And he says we could see as much as 80% of the population dying off by the time all of this is said and done. And I'm quoting, because if there's an orchestrated collapse, we're unfortunately living in a house of cards, and the vast majority of the citizenry has no preparations. They might have 2 or 3 days worth of food at home and no stored fuel. They're going to be completely behind the power curve, and they're going to be like sheep for the slaughter. He talked about the banking crisis. Get yourself an action plan. Store up food, water, shelter. You can go back and just listen to the basics. We covered prepping 101 and 201. Just for starters. And then go and start looking at some of these prepping websites. We've got plenty of resources there listed for prepper websites. Survival blogs at the top of that. Team up with friends, with like-minded friends and family, people in your home Bible study group, people that have been talking about this. Start getting your plan together and get ready to draw together for mutual aid, because you won't be able to survive it alone. If this goes full-blown, like so many experts and analysts are saying. And he's saying that we're going to see a full-scale economic collapse at some point in our relatively near future, if not near future, because of the national debt alone, and that it's inevitable. So one of the things that he recommended was getting into multi-band radio, preferably battery operated. And of course, in my book, that should be a must, because patriots have to be able to communicate. You have to be able to get information. If a martial law situation goes down, some type of Teotihuacan situation goes down where communications, conventional communications are cut off, you need to be able to communicate. You got to be able to shoot, move, and communicate in a survival situation. Communication is really important. And of course, we place a lot of emphasis on that here at Radio Free Readout. I recommend getting your ham license. Many, many other people also recommend getting your ham license. Get involved in a local ARRL ham club. And like he says, get linked up with an Elmer, an experienced older ham operator. These guys are so generous with their skills and their knowledge. You get them started, you can't get them to stop. I mean, they're very helpful. It's a resource that you need to be tapping into. And if you're on a limited budget, like I mentioned in the solicitor letter a little bit earlier, there are, you know, $50 single sideband shortwave radios that'll allow you to listen to ham operators and commercial broadcasts from around the world and across the country. Remember, though, you get what you pay for when it comes to radios. Get the best radio that you can afford. All right. And really, when it comes to radios for reception, it really is all about the antenna, too. So you want to get an external antenna for that as well. Get an all band receiver and start now. Start listening to radio, ham radio traffic, and get on single sideband. So anyway, a couple little things I want to pass along to you. And a lot of you guys are just, you're using FRS radios just for your small group or convoy type of around the property communications. And that's great. But just remember, if you are using privacy codes, those are not all compatible with one another. They can vary between the manufacturers. And so I put on the highlights and resources posting for today a CTCSS compatibility in FRS radios link. What that means is the PL tones, also known as privacy codes, or the PL tone that you put in there. That's what they call privacy codes. They don't all match up. So you want to make sure if you got a couple different brands of radios that you have the right privacy codes. And of course, our CH3 does not use any of those PL codes, PL tones. It's just CH3, channel 3, subchannel 0. Let's see, what else did I put up there? Oh, also, the FRS frequency channel chart. So you can compare those if you're using FRS radios. And of course, the channel 3 frequency for FRS, which is what we use for our CH3 project for communications, is 462.6125 megahertz. And that's UHF. No subchannels or privacy code, also known as a PL tone or a CTCSS. It's a subaudible tone that kicks your radio on if you have that tone set. So that only other people that have theirs set to that same tone, it'll only allow their transmission to come through your radio. You can only hear them. Anyway, you can learn a lot more about that by clicking on those links that I put on there. And we're going to cover some topics in the future covering multiband, Morse code, and PSK31, how to receive, even if you're not a ham. You do not have to be a ham to receive PSK31, which is your texting messaging over radio, and of course Morse code. And you don't have to learn Morse code. There is software out there now that can decipher and read Morse code. So you just do that through your sound card on your laptop. All right. Let's see. We got some comments on the website, and I wanted to share those with you. Under the page, the posting for an article that Popeye wrote. He's one of our senior Amron operators. This guy, this commenter, wrote a few suggestions for using radios. Like it's any other skill, it's only developed with practice, right? So first, volunteer for a radio support of public service type events, like bicycling, running fundraisers, etc. This will force you into using your equipment in unusual ways, which will cause you out of your to get out of your comfort zone and learn how to solve problems you wouldn't normally run into. One good example of that over in Coeur d'Alene earlier today, and it's still going on, is the Ironman event. And they are using a lot of ham operators and volunteer radio operators who are able to get their equipment out and help coordinate that event because it's spread out over miles and miles and miles and multiple checkpoints and support centers and things like that. So they're using, you know, amateur operators to help. You can get involved in those kind of events, parades or whatever it is, where they're asking for help from within your community from radio operators. Get some practice using it. The other thing that he recommends is go on camping trips with friends and bring your radios along. Keep a schedule with other friends via radio, and this will give you a handle on reading the terrain and determining where and how to set up your radios. Terrain may or may not matter depending on which band of frequencies you're using. Do you know how to select which to use? Good idea. It's a great way to get familiarized with your equipment. Number three, he recommends look into the new digital modes that can be run with a laptop's sound card. Some of these are basically a poor man's spread spectrum and can produce amazing results. I've seen a video of a short communication between Ohio and the Far East with only 8 watts of broadcast power. And granted, they are hams that knew what they were doing, but this sort of thing is possible. So yeah, really good point. And we're going to cover that in the future, how to send, you know, some of those digital communications and Morse code. Drew a blank there for a minute. And also, I wanted to remind you also that the Amron revised frequency plan is going to be coming out later this week. So get ready for that. If you're in the American Readout Network, I'll be emailing those to you. And for the rest of you listeners, that will be posted on it'll be on the communication page at radiofreereadout.com. And of course, if you're not a member of the OA or the American Readout Network, you'll only see the public side of that, which is sufficient for listening to radio communications. And we're going to be using those during the T-Rex 2012, the Teotihuacan readiness exercise, and the communications portion of that plan. That frequency plan is going to be used. So you'll be able to listen to communications and try to possibly even communicate with other redoubters in your area that maybe you didn't even realize were there. It's really important for us to be able to communicate amongst ourselves, because right now, the other similar programs that are out there are like ARES, which is the Amateur Radio Emergency Service, and RACES. Those folks have volunteered to step up in a Hurricane Katrina type event and provide communications, and ham operators have done a great job with that. But those are slowly getting taken over by FEMA, which is part of Homeland Security. And they want to control the ham operators that are being involved in ARES and RACES. They kind of want their thumb on them. But I was talking to a ham operator last week, and he said that their county has had some readiness exercises, and part of the scenario was downed communications, and the ham operators that volunteered, the ARES and RACES ham operators, kind of got kicked to the curb. They kind of sat around with their hands in their pockets waiting to be used, and they weren't even using them. And I kind of detect almost an elitist mentality. We'll let you come down into the command center when we're ready for you. You just stand by and we'll use you when we get around to it. And I hate to see that, because these are citizens that are patriots that are willing to step up and help their communities in an emergency down situation. And they're not really being used enough. Really, when it comes down to it, we're going to be left on our own. And that's what the T-Rex exercise is going to help with. Test that out. And that's what the AMRON program is all about. It's like-minded patriots that are planning to stay connected in a down situation. One other listener or reader on the website wrote, under the T-Rex 2012 page, he said, there's a lot of talk about communicating with the outside, but I think it would be a good idea to discuss how the information is handled in order to avoid spreading bad information or just plain rumor. I think radio operators who communicate with the outside should get the following info. What he's talking about is during the T-Rex exercise and during for the AMRON plan, we're going to put a format together based on his recommendation, which is we're always asking for recommendations and input. We're going to implement this. How to handle radio traffic messages. And it starts with what happened, where did it happen, when did it happen, who did it. It would be nice to have the why, but that isn't always available. Number six, did the person reporting this news see it firsthand, or is this secondhand info? Number seven, tactfully question the reporting person to separate the story from speculation. Both are useful, but it's absolutely essential not to confuse facts and hunches. Great suggestion. Number eight, and we're going to incorporate all this stuff into that messaging format. Record this information and put a time and date stamp on it so you know what was known when reported. As more information becomes available, add it to the report with time and date stamp and do not edit the existing report. Okay, so what he's saying is you get information. Let's see, you become aware of a relief center that is a disaster relief center that is being set up in the form of a camp outside of your town. And then they start setting up checkpoints and they start checking for firearms and then declare that firearms are illegal and turn them into the amnesty point. And then they start doing mandatory evacuations where all families or citizens of this X community must report to this relief center. Okay, that would be some information that you might want to share across the network. Because if it's in one community, it could be a sign of a future trend and it could be coming to other communities. It could be opportunities for families to be watchful so that they can, ahead of time, they can get out of certain communities before the gates are shut. And so anyway, that was just one example. It's a hypothetical example that's kind of came to the top of my head while I was thinking about this. But how do you send that information? You send a message to other redoubters across the network. There should be a format for that. I started working on a radio traffic log, but that had some of this information incorporated into it. But we're going to expand that so that it's actually formatted for handling and passing along messages. And so anyway, a lot more details on that to come. Well, that just about wraps up today's show. So I want to thank you so much for listening. We're running out of time. I want to try to keep the timeline on so we're not running too far over. So thank you so much for listening tonight. Thanks for your letters of support, your emails of encouragement. The momentum is building, and many of you are trying to get here. Do not fret. Remember to prayerfully make your decisions, whether or not you should move, where you should move to, what community you should be moving to, just how to go about dealing with all of this. Remember to put your trust and your hope in the Lord. He's our ultimate redoubt. Don't forget that. Okay, you all have a great week and a blessed week. I look forward to being with all of you again next Sunday. And remember, as a reminder, we will not be broadcasting on July 9th, the Sunday following the 4th of July. So you've been listening to Radio Free Redoubt, the voice of the American Redoubt. Good night.